From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
VOI listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto and Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi meet French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris. Indonesia expects more global support for developing countries. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto and Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi on Friday, July the 21st, made a courtesy call on French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris, France. According to a statement received by Antara State News Agency on Saturday, they discussed Indonesia's determination to enhance its strategic partnership with France under the principle of mutual respect and mutual benefit. Besides the purchase of defense armaments, the two sides discussed defense cooperation in the aspects of transfer of technology, joint development and production, and defense principles. Before the meeting with President Macron, Subianto and Marsudi attended a 2+2 meeting with their respective counterparts, French Foreign Minister Catherine Colonna and Armed Forces Minister Sébastien Lecornu. Indonesia expects more international support to help developing countries to develop financial, energy, and food security. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Erlangga Hartarto, noted through a statement Saturday, as the chair of ASEAN this year, the biggest economy in the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, with the one of the fastest growth rates in the world, Indonesia has encouraged further international aid that focuses on vulnerable developing countries. During the third head of state and government level meeting from the champion group of the Global Crisis Response Group on Food, Energy and Finance, he explained that least developed countries have 8 times higher loan rate as compared to developed countries. This financial burden inhibits their capabilities to fund vital investment and disrupt their sustainability and progress towards sustainable development. Indonesia has sought to strengthen cooperation in the manpower sector with South Korea, including in the placement of Indonesian migrant workers, job training, scholarship, and other technical assistance programs. Secretary General of the Indonesian Ministry of Manpower, Anwar Sanusi, said in a statement released on Saturday that during a bilateral meeting in Indore, India on Friday, July the 21st, his ministry submitted a proposal entitled Indonesia's Improvement Proposal on Occupational Safety and Health Policy at the end of 2022 with the South Korean Employment and Labor Ministry and Korea Occupational Safety and Health Agency, or KOSHA, as implementing partners. He hoped that the proposal would be approved by the South Korean government and could be implemented soon. Activities inside the proposal will be carried out under the cooperation that will support labor inspection reform in Indonesia, including the revitalization of the Occupational Health and Safety Center. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko meet on Sunday, July the 23rd, 2 days after Moscow warned that any aggression against its neighbor and staunchest ally would be considered an attack on Russia. After Poland decided earlier this week to move military units closer to its border with Belarus in response to the arrival of Russia's Wagner Group, the Kremlin said that Lukashenko is paying a working visit to Russia and will talk to Putin about further development of the country's strategic partnership. Cambodia voted on Sunday in an election that longtime leader Hun Sen is all but guaranteed to win as he looks to secure his legacy by handing the reins to his eldest son. The 70-year-old former Khmer Rouge cadre has ruled since 1985 and faces no real contest in this vote, with opposition parties banned, challenger candidates forced to flee, and freedom of expression stifled. His Cambodian People's Party is likely to retain all 125 seats in the lower house, prolonging his grip on power and paving the way for a dynastic succession some critics have compared to North Korean politics. Greece was Saturday facing its hottest July weekend in 50 years, with temperature forecast to soar above 40 degrees Celsius, while a record-breaking heat wave stretching across the southern United States was expected to expand in the coming days. Tens of millions of people in the northern hemisphere have been suffering through intense heat this summer as the world appears headed for its hottest July on record. Last item, the death toll from a landslide in India's western state of Maharashtra rose to 26 on Saturday, a disaster relief official said, with dozens still feared trapped under layers of mud and slush 2 days after the incident. The landslide occurred on Thursday night in the remote mountains hamlet of Irsyalwadi, about 60 kilometers from Mumbai, estimated to have been home to at least 225 people. The Times of India newspaper reported on Saturday that around 80 people were still missing. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This week's spotlight is on government continues accelerating tuberculosis elimination. The Indonesian government continues to strive to accelerate the elimination of tuberculosis or TB in the country through various steps, starting from intensifying surveillance or detection, treatment, to administering vaccines. Currently, Indonesia is one of the countries with many TB sufferers, estimated at 969,000 cases. The number came from Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin in an official statement received by Voice of Indonesia RRI on Tuesday, July the 18th. After attending a limited meeting chaired by President Joko Widodo at Merdeka Palace, Jakarta. However, when COVID-19 pandemic hit, the government was only able to identify up to 545,000, while the rest were not detected. Therefore, according to Minister Budi, the government has accelerated detection since the end of 2022. To increase the detection rate, Minister Budi Gunadi said that President Joko Widodo gave instruction to the Minister of Health to cooperate with the Minister of Home Affairs and the Minister of Villages Development of Disadvantaged Regions and Transmigration. Meanwhile, regarding treatment, President Joko Widodo gave instruction to prepare a special quarantine close to the location where the tuberculosis occurred. In addition to not infecting others, quarantine is also expected to make TB patients disciplined in taking medicine because TB treatment lasts for 6 months with a minimum of 2 full months until the medicine takes effect. Regarding vaccination, according to Minister Budi Gunadi, the government is currently conducting studies to procure a new TB vaccine because the effectiveness of the current BCG vaccine is considered low. According to him, at present Indonesia has actively participated with World Organization and there are 3 potential new vaccines that the government will bring in. They are vaccine in collaboration with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Pfizer, and Moderna. Regarding the budget allocation, Minister of Health said that his ministry also received donations from a number of parties such as USAID, which value reached $70 million for the TB eradication program. The budget is used not only by the government, but also by community organizations to help eradicate tuberculosis. That was this week's Spotlight.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
I'll start today in history with July the 23rd, 1984. The Indonesian National Children's Day established. The Indonesian National Children's Day was established in 1984 through a presidential decree. The decision stipulates July the 23rd as National Children's Day, which focuses on efforts to realize children's physical, spiritual, and social development. July 23rd was chosen because it is considered an important day for child welfare. On this date, the law on child welfare was passed in 1979. Turning to July the 23rd, 2001, Megawati Soekarnoputri was sworn in as President of Indonesia. Megawati Soekarnoputri is Indonesia's first female president. She became president after the People's Consultative Assembly held a special session in 2001 in response to the then President Abdurrahman Wahid's move to freeze the institutions and the Golkar Party. Megawati was inaugurated on July the 23rd, 2001, accompanied by Vice President Hamzah Has. Previously, from 1999 until 2001, she served as Vice President in the administration of President Abdurrahman Wahid. I'll end today in history with July 23, 2005, the bombings in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. Approximately 88 people were killed and over 200 others injured when there were at least three large coordinated explosions within minutes of each other in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. The suspected suicide bomber drove an explosive-laden vehicle through a security barricade into the reception area of a large hotel in Sharm el-Sheikh. The vehicle exploded violently and caused heavy damage. Another bomb blast in the Naama Bay area killed 17 people in the cafe. The attack occurred on Egyptian Revolution Day, a national holiday in Egypt, and was part of a strategy to disrupt the Egyptian economy by attacking the tourism industry. That was today in history.
Dear my listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email from Deba Kamal Hazarika in India. He was listening to English programs on July 15, 2023 through frequencies of 3325 kHz and 4750 kHz with SINPO 43343. Hello, sir. Thank you for your reception reports on our broadcast. Thank you for your compliment on Indonesian Wonder, one of favorite segments where we talk about the beauty of Indonesian nature, various kinds of Indonesian food and traditions. Well, as an appreciation, Mr. Deba Kamal Hazarika, here is a beautiful song for you. Enjoy!
Sama, tak seperti saat pertama. Aku bilang mungkin pikiranmu saja.
Kamu bilang ku tak peduli, tak seperti pertama kali. Aku bilang janganlah.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today is on Indonesia and Korean Sport University cooperate in fencing. The Indonesian National Sports Committee and the Executive Board of the Indonesian Fencing Association have collaborated with Korean National Sport University South Korea to develop young Indonesian athletes in the sport of fencing. Chairman of the Central Indonesian National Sports Committee, Marciano Norman, as quoted from Antara in an official statement Monday, said that together with the Indonesian Fencing Association Chairman Agus Suparmanto, plan to work together with Korea National Sport University. For now, several young athletes have been prepared for the program. In fencing, South Korea is known to have had a number of facilities for the development of fostered young athletes, as well as achievements made while competing in the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. At the last 2020 Tokyo Olympics, South Korea won 1 gold, 1 silver, and 3 bronze in fencing. The country is ranked 3rd in the final after Russia and France. Marciano Norman also emphasized that Indonesia must prepare the fencing athletes as early as possible to excel in international events, starting from the stages of the Southeast Asian Games, Asian Games, and ultimately the Olympics. If planned and nurtured from the start and carried out the correct talent scouting, satisfactory results will be obtained and on target. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Indonesian Fencing Association Agus Suparmanto hopes that the collaboration with Korea National Sport University will be the starting point for the advancement of fencing in Indonesia. That was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, now I would like to reply to a letter in VOI Messenger from Sandeep Kanjilal. He is one of VOI listeners. In his message, he wrote that he wants to know about the ancient tribes of Indonesia, and he also asked for some items of VOI stuff. Hello, sir. Thank you for your message through VOI Messenger. I hope you're listening to listener's mailbag today. I'm really sorry because I cannot provide your requests, but to cheer you up, I have a beautiful song special for you. Check this one out.
Banyak yang ku lewati, banyak yang ku alami. Kenanganmu tersimpan di hati. Walau ku harus pergi, walau ku harus berlari, kenanganmu terasa di hati. Saat kau menari dengan tawa, rasa terkesima mulai melebur dalam hati ini. Dan ku telah arungi luas semesta, tapi tak ada yang mengalahkan indah parasmu. Terkesima mulai melebur dalam hati ini, dan ku telah arungi luas semesta.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Natural tourist destinations in Papua are abundant and very diverse, spread over a number of areas, including the Nabire district. There are many beautiful hidden places still need to be discovered, one of which is Nusi Beach, which is about 35 kilometers from downtown Nabire and takes approximately 1 hour drive by private vehicle. Administratively, Nusi Beach is included in the Makini district, Papua. Its location close to the city center makes this beach easily accessible. If most beaches in Indonesia have soft white sand, on Nusa Beach, tourists will actually meet a coast covered with black sand, and this is what is unique about this beach. Around the coast grow typical coastal trees such as coconut trees, which can be a cocoon when the sun is shining hot. The sea around Nusi Beach is also very clear, with a soothing bluish color. In it grow various coral reefs and other marine life such as fish and seahorses. Tourists who come usually go to Nusa Island across from the beach, which is also one of the attractive destinations. According to local residents, this beach is named Nusi Beach because it is directly opposite the uninhabited island of Nusi. At Nusa Beach, tourists can carry out various activities such as snorkeling or just swimming. The beauty of the underwater world in the waters around Nusi Beach makes snorkeling a mandatory activity for tourists to do. For tourists who don't bring snorkeling equipment, there are many places to rent the gear around the beach. If you don't want to get wet, you can sit back and relax while drinking young coconut water and sunbathing, because around Nusi Beach, there are several stores selling drinks and snacks. Taking some picture of the scenery on this beach can also be an interesting activity to do. Even though there are no lodging places here, the charm presented by Nusi Beach is really a shame to miss. Therefore, if you are someone who wants a quiet vacation without a busy atmosphere and is around Nabire, look for the right time to visit this Nusi Beach. That was Indonesian Wonder today.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag, I announce that VOI International Quiz 2023 is extended until September 25, 2023. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is in the form of an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations, namely Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay with a length of 700 to 800 words, font Arial 12. Then make a recording of it with your own voice. Send the essay and the audio to the Google form provided on our website voinews.id. For those selected as the winners, one participant for each language service will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and social media accounts, Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at @voi_official, and WhatsApp number +62 821 2381 2130. +62 821 2381 2130. Let's participate in the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023. Who knows? You become one of the winners.
Dari dulu sudah ku bilang, jangan pernah atur diriku.
The third song of the day from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we present you Miscellany.
Labuan Bajo is a famous tourist destination in East Nusa Tenggara province. This year, if you visit Labuan Bajo, you'll enjoy not only the beauty of the resort, but also you can take part in the Labuan Bajo Maritime Festival from July the 27th until 29th in the Pede Beach area. Offering a different ambience from the previous year, Labuan Bajo Maritime Festival itself won the best event idea in an idea competition organized by the Labuan Bajo Flores Authority Implementing Agency through the Idea Ethan It's Time for Labuan Bajo program in 2022. This year, the series of Labuan Bajo Maritime Festival activities will be filled with a series of events such as the Labuan Bajo Maritime Chronicle, Gemah Rempah, Spice Roots, Toto Kopi, Seafood Pop-Up Cafe, Tuna Battle, Treasure Hunts, Bartender Competition, and many other excitements. Unlike the previous year, this year's Labuan Bajo Maritime Festival will offer a different ambiance but with the same big theme, namely maritime. In the last year's event, during the 3 days, there were 7,755 visitors and a 200% increase in income for small businesses around the waterfront. This event also involves the local community with a total of approximately 150 individuals involved. That was Miscellany Today featuring Labuan Bajo Maritime Festival.
Percuma.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's music corner presents to you a new song from GAC. GAC is a vocal group based in Jakarta, Indonesia, which was formed in 2008. GAC, which stands for the initial of the personnel, Gamalil, Audrey, and Chantika, always has a way of describing sweet love. Many of their songs represent feelings of love. This time, GAC is again presenting a sweet song that can represent the feelings of someone who is in love through a song called Really, Really Want. In this song, GAC tries to elevate the romantic relationship between lovers who still want to continue to meet and always spend time together. Unlike the song Baru, which was released a few months ago, this time GAC incorporates lighter and easy listening tones. In the production process, GAC collaborated with Kenny Gabriel to produce the song. But for the lyrics, this song was done by GAC personnel in a way that complements each other. Well, listener, here we go. Let's enjoy a song by GAC with Really, Really Want.
Bagai candu, gagal kan ku sembuh. Bayanganmu selalu menghantuiku.
Panturanmu temukan remedi rindu. So that I don't think about you again, again, again.
Alam sudah silly berganti, still the shoes so silly. Keep on thinking that I really, really want, really want, want. Ini kamar sana-sa indah merindu. Tak sabar, sabar ku menunggu. Really, really want you now. Really, really want you now. Apa rasa rasa dalam hatimu. Pun sana-sa mama nantiku. Really, really want you now. Really, really want, really, really, really want, want.
Yang ku perlu ada denganku, hangatkanku, pelukku ku untuk.
You got me loose on my defense. It's like I'm under the influence. Oh, I do it so I. You keep on rolling, rolling my brain. I don't know why.
Malam kawat bagaikan pagi. Way up high, I'm on high right every minute. Keep on thinking that.
Really, really want, want. Ini kamar sana-sa indah merindu. Tak
really, really want you to be the remedy, give me all of the energy. What?
Really, want, really, 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 really want, I really, really want, really, really want, really want you.
I'm all up on ya, now get me in the pun ya. Now roll, roll, roll your boat and I'm uploaded, R.I.P.
Really want,
I really, really want,
I really, really want, really want, want, want.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Ini hidupku, bukan hidupmu. Tak perlu ku mengikuti semua langkahmu. Ini mimpiku, bukan mimpimu. Ku dengar suara hati memanggil.
Jangan memperjodohkan langkahmu.
Janganlah berani percaya, engkau pasti akan kesana.
Janganlah aku katakan mimpimu.
Kau pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi
tak.
Ku pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Caraku, bukan caramu. Cibiran kata hanyalah angin berlalu. Aku beranikan diri, dengar suara hati.
Jangan aku jadikan langkahmu.
Janganlah berhenti percaya, engkau pasti akan kesana. Kau pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ku pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Mimpi jadi nyata. Ini saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Aku lihat cahaya di sana. Kini aku melangkah ke sana. Tak peduli mereka.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
my listener. Thank you so much for listening to our English programs on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz, website voynews.id, and RRE Playo mobile app. If you haven't downloaded the app, just go to your Play Store or App Store, type RRI Playo, then download it, select logo VOI. If you have any suggestion and criticism, you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at voi_official. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Official, and our TikTok, VOI_official. I'm Rahma signing out. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you again in the next edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Thank you.